Kof Dalet Mav Cheshvan, Monday the 1st of November, Rabbi Shmuel Nussbaum, Shomea Ka'ona.
Rabbi Yisrael, a very quick vote connected with the parsha. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us about the greatness of and the partnership between Antoninus and Rebbe, and the Chiyud Amud Beis. What the Moridika story here is how he used to come in a tunnel, Antoninus, to learn with Rebbe, the God Ladder. Could you imagine President Obama coming and some underground tunnel to put his feet, get bent down on his knees for Chaim Kanievsky to climb up onto his bed? That was what was going on in the time of Antoninus and Rebbe. Moridika story. And the Gemara is marich about it. Then the Gemara continues with a... makes an interruption in the story of Antoninus and Rebbe and tells us a few stories about Uncas, who is also from the Roman, how do we say it, the nephew of the emperor. And he became a Ger Tzedek. And the Kaiser, the emperor, sent him a whole lot of soldiers to come and try and bring him back. And he drove them all with Sukkim, and they all became Gerim. The second time he told them, don't talk with him anything. So when they were about to go, he said to them, should I tell you just something, not a word of Torah? So he so told them about how always the servant carries the light in front of their master. And the greater the master, then the one below him has to carry the light. The smaller the master, so somebody even smaller has to carry the light. But by the Ribbono Shel Olam, he carried the light in front of Klal Yisrael. Like it says, Vashem Hoylech Lifneim Yomon. They all became gay. Third time the emperor sent again, and this time he said, not a word. Okay, so they came to visit and tried to schlep him. Of course, he didn't come. As they were going, he put his hand on the mezuzah. What's that? They asked him. So he said that always the king sits inside and the guard is on the outside. By us, Klal Yisrael are inside, and the guard, Hashem Yisbarak, is at the door, the mezuzah. He guards us. They all came there. Three stories of Anthony, of Ge'ai, and Unklet. Then the Gemara continues after that. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav, our famous Rashi, the beginning of the parsha we just read this morning, Al Tikri Goyim Elo Geyim. Great ones, proud ones. Ze Antoninus Verebi, Shalai Poskum Yal Shulchonam, Lai Chazer, Shalai Kisur, Lai Tznoim. This is the greatness of Antoninus and Rebbe. Why did the Gemara interrupt between Antoninus and Rebbe and all the stories of the, and with this story of Uncleus, and only then come back and tell us the Posuk, Pshat in the Posuk, Shnei Goyim Bevitnich? It's an interesting pasuk on this Gemara. I think the Oimek HaPshat is a lesson for us. Why does Esav not want to be what he was created for? Esav was created to be like a Yisachan Zvulun, to be the Zvulun for Yisachan, to be the Gashmistika support of the Holy Torah. That was what Esav was created for. Like later on, Zvulun took over that job, Zvulun and Yisachan. Esav didn't want it. Of course Esav didn't want it. I'm going to be a Shamash, I'm going to be Toimech, I'm going to be underneath, and Yaakov is going to be on top. The Tzaddik, the Yosef, and I can only be Oisik in this world and only have a Tachlis through being Meshamashim. That's the Kasha of Esau. So Esau rebelled. And Esau says, I'm not going to fulfill my job. You give me Oilam Hazeh, Oilam Hazeh Adasof. So I'm just going to be Oisik in this world. What's the MS? What's the MS? The Pasuk says, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, great Gaidin, great ones. Why is Esav great if his tafkid from the very beginning is just to be a support for Yaakov? Is that greatness? So Gemara tells this Moridika story. Uncleus became a ger, and all the Roman soldiers came after him with this taina deep in their hearts, subconsciously, that what, of course you have to come back to the Romans, of course you have to come back to be Goyim. What's the purpose of being servants to Torah in this world? We don't want it. So Uncleus drew them with psukim, and then he told them that who carries the light in front of the king, the servant, but who carries the light in front of Klal Yisrael? The Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Who looks after, who's on the outside, the Shomer? Who looks after Klal Yisrael? The Ribbono Shel Olam himself. When you are serving Torah, when you are serving Klal Yisrael, when you are raising Yaakov Avinu, giving him the opportunity to fulfill his task in this world, you are no less kvayochel than molachto bidroch, than going the ways of Hashem. This is the gadlus of Hashem Yisborach himself. You are closer to Ratzon Hashem, to gadlus, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, through being toimech, through supporting. That was the message which Uncleus got across to the Romans, and they all became gay. Then the Gemara continues, Vayoyim Hashem lo, shnei goyim bevitnei, shnei lumim v'arti koreidim. This is greatness. Now you can understand that Antoninus, that's where the true tachlis of Esav was once in history fulfilled. And Antoninus himself realized that the only way, this real tachlis, to be the real Esav, like Hashem wanted him to be, was to lower himself so completely to Yaakov, to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that he even got down on his knees for Rabbi to claim. Should be Zoich, I think the message here is very clear, what a great tachlis it is to be, what a tafkid, what a holy job it is that the Rebbeinu has given to people who, in addition to learning themselves, have also got the chus to be toimech Torah, to support Torah, to give the opportunity for godless of Torah to grow. This is the Maisa Hashem. This is Vayoyim Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitnei gail. Yeah, let's start by saying, I want to start with reading out the lesson of the Rambam. The world takes on normally when we talk about Shemea Ka'oine, that when you hear a bracha from somebody, then it's if you said it yourself. Ka'oine, as if you said the bracha yourself. That's how we always understand it. I want to read you the lesson of the Rambam. Perek Aleph Halach Yud Aleph in Hilchas Brochas. Kol Hashemea Brocho min HaBrochois mitchilosa vad soifo. Veniskavein lotzis bo yedei chivosoi yotso. Ve'afal pi shelo ono amen. First thing, if you hear a brocha of any brocha from beginning to end, and you intended niskavein lotzis bo, you're yotso even if you didn't answer amen. V'chol ha'oine amen, acha ha'mevorech, harizek ha'mevorech. And if you answer amen after the brocha, you like the mevorech himself. And that's only if the Mavorich is Chayv Boyser Brocha. The Rambam divides being Yotzer Brocha from somebody else into two categories. One is when you hear the Brocha from beginning to end and you have Kavanah to be Yotzer with it. The other one is when you answer Amen, then you are like the Mavorich himself. The Rambam divides into two thoughts. Very interesting. All the Mefarshim notice it. It's mashma from the Rambam that the chiyuv of being mechavein when is kavein lotzis ba is davka from the Rambam mashma when you didn't answer amen. But if you answered amen, you're like the mevorich. And then he doesn't say that you have to have kavana to be yotze. Now the Kesef Mishnah indeed says that no, you need to have kavana always. But the lashon of the Rambam is clearly mashma that there's a special din when you answer amen that you're yotze even without having kavana to be yotze. The Gemara says late on Dafnun Gimel Amet Beis in Brochas, the Gemara says that maybe the one who answers Amen is even greater than the one who says the Brocha. That's where the Lashon of the Rambam, he passes like the one who says that you're like the Mavorich, but you're no less than the Mavorich. You're like the Mavorich yourself when you answer Amen. The Yesod Lichor in the Rambam, I want to bring you Mr. Nias for it, the idea. The Yesod Lichor in the Rambam is like this. If you say the Brocha, then you said the Brocha. If you listen to the Brocha from beginning to end, then you've got the din of ke oine, as if you answered amen. That's pshat ke oine. If you answered amen, then you're like the mevorich yourself. It's like the three levels. You either say the bracha yourself, or you answer amen, and then you're mamash like the one who said the bracha, or you are shemeya, and then you're ke oine, as if you answered amen. So the oine in shemeya ke oine, according to the Rambam, the Rashba also, means like the one who answers amen. But if you answered Amen, you're better than Shemea Koine, even though you didn't say the whole bracha. Tissi. Sorry. In fact, the Rambam in his Tshuvas in Pe'er Ador was asked the Shaila, Gam Mashin Zocharto, about what he wrote in the Yad, in the safe, in the Rambam. That kol ha'oina omein harehu kemevorich, does that mean dafka when you had kavona, or even if you heard without kavona? They asked the Rambam himself that in his lifetime. And the Rambam answered in the tshuva, al kol ponim ha'oina omein, is one thing. O yishma, or if he hears, then also yotzi yedei chayvotzi. The Rambam is mashu, there's two dinim. If he answered omein, or if yishma, which means yishma and yechavin. And Nias Amen is very clearly mashma, it works even if you didn't have Kavanah to be Yotze. The actual answering of a name, Amen, is like the Mevorach. The Rashba also says like that. I want to read you out a the beginning of Shlosha Sha'ochlu, the Gemara talks about if you've got two people who bench, not three. So the Gemara brings that one can be yotze from the other. The lashon of the Gemara is Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Sha'ochlu Ke'echos, Echad Nehem Yotze BeBirkas Chaveira. One can be yotze with the bracha. Two people ate. One can be bracha with the bracha of the other one. Later on, the Gemara says that we don't do that. Lechatchili, you should be mechalik. Each one should bench for himself, unless one is a bur. One doesn't know how to bench himself. Otherwise, but Rabbi Yochanan says that one can say the bracha for the other. And we ask the kashan, now what's the chiddush? We've got the rule of shoma v'lo ona yotze. Of course, you could be yotze. You heard, then v'lo ona, you could be yotze. Answers the Gemara. To tell us that there's no zimun, it could be yotze. One can be mitzi the other, but there's no zimun. Says Rashi, but there's no zimun. Zimun is only with three. Says Rashi, the reason why it's said that one is yotze with the bracha of the other, which is mashma that it works with shomea ka'oine, is to tell us that there's no zimun. One is being yoitza with a bracha, but yesh echad yoitza be birkas chaveiroi. Ashme'inon de ein zimun. The fact that one is being yoitza with a bracha of his friend teaches us that there's no zimun. De I yesh zimun, then birkas shnehen hi. Then it's not one being yoitza from the bracha of the other, but it's the bracha of both of them. Why? Shehare oime nevoreich v'hu oine boruchu. Because he says nevoreich and he answers boruchu. Because you answer something. What Rashi is saying here, that if it's working with Shemea Ka'oine, then one is being yotze with the brocha of his friend. His friend is saying the brocha, and I'm being yotze from his brocha. It's not my brocha, but I'm yotze from his brocha. But if I answer something, now, we said before in the Lashon of the Rambam that it's when you answer on me. That's why all brochas. But by the Chazal made a special takana, that by Birkas HaMozayim, if one wants to be yotze from the other, like normally you would be with saying Amen, only with three people and only with Zimun. In other words, when you say Boruch, you answer Boruch Shechalu Mishaloi, when you are Oine, then you get to the Darga of all other brachas when you answer Amen. That's called being Oine. And if you answer Boruch Shechalu Mishaloi, and then you listen to the Mevorich and you Yotze from him, that's not hearing his brach and being Yotze, that's your brach. You're yourself are saying the brach. Don't you see the similar yesod we see in Rashi, that when you are yotze from somebody else in a special form, which Chazal metaken, then it's not being yotze from his bracha. It's your own bracha. It's birkas shneya. Everybody, because it's gadlu l'ashem itu nereima moshma yachdo. Although you're hearing from the other person, because you answered the lashon of oyin in Rashi, because you answered baruch shachal, in this case not just omein, but baruch shachal mishalayu tovocha yinu. So you become a real partner in the bracha. You're not just listening to a bracha. You have to listen to the bracha from beginning to end. That's clear. I want to make it clear. Of course, when you answer Amen, you can't be yotze if you didn't hear the bracha from beginning to end. That's very clear. If you didn't hear the bracha from beginning to end, then you can't be yotze. But this, even when you are being yotze, if you answer Amen, or if you answer by Birkas HaMozayin, Boruch Hashem Mishaloi, then you become a Mevorich. You are on the same darga, or maybe even better than the Mevorich himself. That's what it says here in Rashi. On Daf Nun Dalet on the base, there's a very interesting Gemara about Birkas HaGoymel, where we see the same idea. Rabbi Yehuda Cholash, the Ispach, and he got better. Rabbi Yehuda was ill, and he, Baruch Hashem, he got better. All the Gabei Rav Chana Bag Desa V'Rabbono. The Chachomim came into him to visit him. Omri Lein, they said to him, Brich Rachmona. The Yohavoch Ne'alon v'lo Yohavoch La'afra. Boruch Hashem who gave you to us and not to the ground. No. Your Boruch Hashem, your life. Omarus, he said to them, Patartun Yosim ilo Idoi. You have parted me from thanking, from benching Agoyim. Ask the Gemara, V'ho Oma Abaye Boi Idoi Bape Asora. You need a minion. Answers the Gemara, Havu Be Asora. There's a minion there. There's a minion of Talmidim there. Ask the Gemara, he didn't thank at all. He didn't thank. Doesn't the person have to thank himself? The Talmud said to him, Brich Rachmona. Didn't he himself have to thank? Answers the Gemara, Sorich, the Oni Basraihu Amen. Answers the Gemara, he answered Amen. If he answered Amen, then he thanked himself. Ask the Gemara here. Now, first of all, they certainly didn't have kavanah to be moitzim. The Talmud who said that didn't have kavanah to be moitzim because he said to them, "Oh, you've been moitzim me." It was an afterthought. You can see from the Gemara. It was when that means that the Shas, they said it. They said you didn't have. He had it right. They didn't have in mind to be moitzim. He heard them saying that, and he answered amen. But they didn't have in mind to be moitzim. That's for sure. If this would be a regular shemeh koina, we saw in the Rambam that one has to be have kavanah to be moitzim. That's one shaila. The Gemara asks for Ihu Loikomoidi. He himself is not thanking. And the Gemara, yeah. Now, if this would be working with a regular Shemea Ko'ina, first of all, what they are saying, he is saying. On the other hand, it's rather difficult. The Nusach of what they said that you Hashem gave you to us, Beloshen, is not really the way he has to thank. So when the Gemara answers Amen, the Ritva says, and other Rishonim say like this, "Va'achal pi shehem loy hoyu miskavnin lohitziyoi," even though they didn't have kavanah to be moitzihim. So the Ritva says it's enough, and explains, "De dafke oine Amen ka'aminan de kol ki haygavne choshiv brocha kiven she'oine Amen." Brochas like hoydois, thanking brochas. If you answer Amen, then it's then choshiv brocha even kahay gavna, even though it was like the other way around, it's considered a brocha. What's the oymekoyin? I think there's a longish hesber here in this ritva, in this gemara. There's a kilis yakiv about it. When you hear somebody else's brocha and you didn't answer amen yoyotze with a shemea koina purely, then it's as if you are saying word for word what the mevorach is saying. What did the mevorach say? Thank Hashem who gave you to us and not la'ofa. That's not what Rabzeir has to say. He gave you to us. If he said those words exactly, then he hasn't thanked. When you say amen, then you're being mekayim the words, the meaning, the mashmos, the inner meaning, the full meaning of the words that were said, of the bracha that was said. You didn't just say the words word for word. You're mekayim the concept, the idea, the mashmos, the inner meaning, the content of it. That's what it means when you answer Amen. What was the content of the bracha? A thanks to the Ribbono Shel that Rabbi Zeira is still alive. So it doesn't matter whether the you and the us is the other way around. The content of the bracha, if you answer Amen, that's maybe what the Ritva means. The Rosh asks a different question. You could be answer bracha without Amen. Why did he have to answer Amen? And the lesson of the Rosh is here, they weren't chay of this brocha, therefore he had to answer amen. Dilikla, Rosh is dilikla, because they weren't chay of the brocha, so therefore he could answer his amen. He could fulfill it. Now the emes is that it looks like a mamash a clear machlokus with the lashon of the Rambam, who said that by amen, even when you do answer amen, you're only yosef with the one who said the brocha is also chay of the brocha. Yeah, so what's the? Yeah. The emes is the Mishmeres Moitzis from Machkov from Kiryat Sefer. He says that it's not necessarily a machlekes between the Rama and the Rosh. If the brocha which the Mevorach said is a brocha levatora, then you can't be yotze from it. You mustn't answer amen to the brocha levatora, and of course you can't be yotze from it. To thank the Ribbono Shel Olam in the form of brich rachmona v'yavach is a true thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a lashon which could be a brocha, but they're not chayv that brocha. So it's like a birkas reshus. You're allowed to say. You're allowed to say brich rachmon. It's a birkas reshus. It's a gevaltika hoidol, which the Talmidim said that Rav Zeira is still alive. So it was a birkas reshus. If he said amen to that, he didn't need them to be a bar chiyuva. He just needed that it shouldn't be a brocha levatol. It should be a true praise. It wasn't a brocha levatol. It was a birkas reshus, which was a true praise to Hashem. If he said amen, then he has taken over the toichen of those words, and he's been mekayis chiyuv. That's the koyach of amen. Another connection we see here, the way you answer amen, what a gewaltige.
You didn't know Bechlal as you did, they're going to say the bracha first of all. Secondly, they say thank you that you're with us. They didn't think that he would keep helping.
That thanks that you're with us is amen, yes, that's a gewaltige thank.
They meant themselves, they didn't mean him.
So when you answer amen, then you are adding your gefil, your feeling, your personal. Like when you, like it says in the, when you answer amen to any bracha, choinin ados. You answer amen. You're supposed to think, yes, Ribbono Shel Olam, you are choinin ados, and I beg of you to be choinin ados. Your amen should have that in mind. When the Chazan said it, then he was thinking maybe about his das. But when you answered Omein, you were thinking about your das. In the pshat, that when you say Omein, you take on your meaning of the say, of the bracha which was said. That's the chiddush here in the bracha. Even though they were thanking for their pleasure that Rav Zeira is alive, but it's for the pleasure that Rav Zeira is alive, and Rav Zeira answers Omein for it, then it's Rav Zeira's bracha that Rav Zeira is alive. That's the chiddush of Omein. See, gezaltike chiddush, when you answer Omein, how much you take over of the bracha. That the, even without, not the words, the content, the thanks, you take, so it becomes yours, because you said Omein. Oine. Oine, you're not just shemeya. You are oine. That's the fact to yourself which we started with. You are not just shemeya oine. You are oine. When you are oine, just Omein. But yes, you become an oine. You become mamash the same thing, the bracha itself.
Let me bring you now Rabbi Yisai.
Shemeya without answering Amen is ke'oina, but it's not exactly when we say ke'oina, it means that you are, you get the, it's almost as good as saying the bracha yourself. Like when you say Shemeya ke'oina, yeah, it's but mitzvah lechorik. Let's say the old way you used to understand Shemeya ke'oina. When you hear it, it's as if you said the bracha itself, but it's better to say the bracha yourself in most cases. Yeah, unless there's a dinner brave on that matter, but usually it's better to say the bracha yourself. Shemeya ke'oina. Yeah, if you can't say the bracha yourself, it's better. But if you heard it, then ke'oina. So now we're saying pshat is if shemeya, you heard the bracha without answering Amen, then it's as if you answered Amen. That's how it comes out. It's but if you do answer Amen, the loss of the Gemara is it could be even better than the bracha. Certainly, it's mamash like saying the bracha. And here we're seeing this yesod that in a few ways that it's great. It's the saying that Amen takes over much more. The Gemara in Sukkim and Ches on the base talks about the saying of Halle.
According to the verse that you mentioned just before, does that mean that if somebody says Umay, even though that the Mabuch was not Mechavan inclusive Yotzer, if he was picking up the Amunah Sadbura? According to the verse that you just said, that means that if the Mabuch was not Mechavan to be Yotzer, then he would also be Yotzer.
He meant to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the gewaltige chesed that Rav Zeira is still alive, but not to be not for a kiyum of mitzvahs bracha. And nevertheless, by answering Amen, they're the one who was chayv the bracha got the bracha. I mean, he says in Lashon Brich Rachmona, which is good for a bracha also. The halacha the tour brings that if one person says answers a goyimel and another person answers Amen, he's yoitza also. We see from this gemara. No. The Rosh says that because normally how can you say a goyimel chayom teresu melani kol toy if you didn't have a tzara yourself which you came out of? It's a bracha levatola. Because a bracha levatola, no, if you answer Amen, it's nothing. You mustn't answer Amen to a bracha levatola. Right, so therefore, in practice, it would only be like the case of the Gemara, if you were thanking, like this case, for the same tolu which that person is that needs has got a chiv to thank for, and it would be in a loshen which you could be yoseh bracha, like brich rachmona, then if the other person would answer amen, you could be yoseh. But the Rosh learns out the locha, that if you answer amen, even though he's thanking for his tolu, and you are thanking for a different tolu. Yeah? But nevertheless, you can, by answering amen, you can be yoseh. Yeah? In the case of the Gemara, it's the same Tova that Rav Zeira is alive. Only one is the aspect of the Talmidim, the other is the aspect of Rav Zeira. In the Halacha Lemais, which the Rosh says, is that I'm thanking for my journey, and he's thanking for his journey, or for his different Zorah. But each of us are thanking so that Amen can take over the Gemara also. On Daf Lamed Chesom Beis, the Gemara talks about how they used to say Halil. In Sukkah, this is. Everybody used to just answer Hallelujah to the Chazan. The Chazan said most of Hallel, and everybody answered Hallelujah. That was the Oine of Hallel. Like in Brochas, you answer Amen. In Hallel, everybody said together Hallelujah. Then the Chazan said the next Pasuk, and everybody said Hallelujah. That's the way they used to say Hallel. And that's called the Mitzvah. That's how they used to say Hallel. That was being Oine. Mikan Shem Mitzvah La'anois Roshei Prokim. The fact that everybody used to untie Hanukkah, we see that it's a mitzvah la'anes Rosh HaProkim, yeah, and it doesn't say that that's Shemei HaKohen. That's the way they used to say Hanukkah. That's saying Hanukkah. When you answer Hallelujah, then that's not Shemei HaKohen. That's saying Hanukkah. You are saying part of Hanukkah, and the Chazan saying part, and together you're saying Hanukkah. You're saying Hallelujah. That's Oyin. Later on, the Gemara says, and at one place in Halil, the Chazan used to say half a pasuk, and the Tzibur used to say the other half of the pasuk, towards the end of Halil. And that was to teach a special halacha that Shemea Ko'ine. Because when the Tzibur says the second half of the pasuk, they're not saying Hallelujah, they're not being Oyne, they're saying something else. How were they Yotze the first half of the pasuk? That they were Yotze with Shemea Ko'ine without answering anything. The second half of the pasuk is not called Oyne, it's a special. They did this in a special form to teach a new din. That even without Oyne, when you don't answer Hallelujah, but you just say the second half of the pasuk, which is not an answer to the first half of the pasuk, you're still Yotze the first half of the pasuk because of Shemea Ko'ine. It's a new limud which the Gemara learns later. Again, we see here in Klin and Gemara that there's two types of fulfilling the inyan of saying it without saying it. One is by being Oyne, which in Halil is Hallelujah, and the other one is Shemea Ko'ine without answering anything. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Chesam and Beis also talks about Niskaven Mashmia and Niskaven Shemea. If you learn the Gemara about somebody went behind the Beis HaKnesses, and if you're Niskaven and he's Yosef, not, you see clearly in the Gemara, in the whole Shakli Vatari, if you remember, the Olim remembers it, that Mitzvah Tzichos Kavona necessitates that the Mashmia should have Kavona and the Shemea should have Kavona. But if Mitzvah Ein Tzichos Kavona, it's very clear from the whole Shakli Vatari, the Zugim, many Toshmas, that if you do not need Kavona when you do a Mitzvah, then you don't need Kavona's Mashmia and you don't need Kavona's Shemea. That's what comes out from the Gemara here. Now, the Beis Yosef, Taka Paskins, that when you answer Amen, you don't need Kavona's Mashmia, you don't need Kavona's Shemea. However, when it comes, when do you need it? When you didn't answer me. Yeah? And there's a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Prisha, whether when you didn't answer Amen, whether you need also Kavonah Shemea and Kavonah Smashmea, or whether you always need Kavonah Shemea, even if mitzvahs ain't Tzviches Kavonah. Okay, the Prisha is like that, the Beis Yosef says no. However, when you don't answer Amen. But when you answer Amen, we've seen in the Gemara, we've seen that you are Yotze even without the Kavanah. The problem, even without Kavanah, to be Yotze. As if you said the Brocha. Now, what's that when you say the Brocha, you are Yotze without having Kavanah to be Yotze? When you say a Brocha, and you didn't have Kavanah, I want to be Yotze, the saying of the Brocha. You are Yotze the Brocha. Saying Dibur is at least as good as Kavanah. So when you say a Brocha, then you are Yotze that Brocha. If you answer Amen, it's like you said the Brocha, then you are Yotze that Brocha, even if you didn't have Kavanah to be Yotze. Chiddush is here that I'm hearing somebody else's bracha. So if I answered Amen, then I said the bracha. Then I've got an aniya. I've got an aniya. Then I'm yotze even without kavanah to be yotze. If I didn't answer Amen, so then I need a kavanah in order to be yotze that bracha. The big kash is, give me another rabbi, say 2 minutes. The big kash is that in Shulchan Aruch, when you learn the halacha, and the reason why this is a chiddush to all of us, whatever we've been saying today, is because when you learn halacha in end of Siman Reish, Gimel, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you need kavonas mashmia and kavonas shemea when you are yotze brocha, whether you answer Amen or whether you don't answer Amen, you do need kavonas shemea mashmia. So when it comes to halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you do always need kavonas shemea and kavonas mashmia. Shail is why? Why did the Shulchan Aruch pass like that? If we see even the Beis Yosef himself says that when you answer Domein, you don't need the Kavanah Shemei, Kavanah Smashmei. What's the text? It's a little bit of an arichus, but in 2 minutes I want to put it in a nutshell what the teretz could be, about the Gevaltiga teretz could be. There's a Shulchan Aruch right at the beginning in Siman Samach, in Siman Vov, which talks about the minhag that everybody says brochas. You know, Chazan says brochas, everybody answers Domein. The minhag was that everybody stood in line and said all of the brachas and everybody answered Amen. And then the next person said all the brachas and everybody answered Amen. Yeah, spend time over it to answer Amen, to be exclusive answering Amen. The shaila is the ein la'ar aleihem veloima. This comes into the Shulchan Aruch. Shekva yos'u ba'amein sha'anu t'chilo. Because the mevorei, yeah, either way, yotze when they say Amen, how can you go and say the bracha afterwards yourself? We just learned that when you answer Amen, you're yotze even without having kavanah to be yotze. So you heard the noise in the sech vivin and you answered Amen. That's it. You've said it. How can you go then and say the bracha yourself? Ask the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Answer the Shulchan Aruch. Lishet mipnei shah mevorech inoy mechavin loitzion.
We see here in Yud-Yat-Sod. First of all, he says, because they don't have to want to be Moisés. And we just learned that when you answer, I mean, you don't need that. The Shulchan Aruch adds, but he doesn't want to be Moisés. So here we see a new Yud-Yat-Sod. This seems to be the secret of the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. When you hear a bracha stam from somebody else and you intend saying that bracha still, then when you answer, I mean, because you have to answer, I mean, but your stam kavona is not to be Moisés, even if you didn't have it in mind. Oh, so now we've got a new problem. If the stam kavon of a person when he answers Amen is not to be Yotzer, why? Because he wants to normally say the bracha himself. So then it comes out that any time you say Amen to a bracha without having kavon to be Yotzer, so then you're not Yotzer, because the stam kavon of a person is not to be Yotzer. So it comes out that miyasoida you could be Yotzer bracha answering Amen even without having kavon to be Yotzer. But since we want to say brachas ourselves because of mitzvah lecholik, so therefore it turns that out that in the metzias is that the stam kavon is to want not to be yotzer. When you have a positive intention wanting not to be yotzer, so then you're not yotzer unless you take a one to be. That's why lahalocha lemaisa, you always have to take a one to be yotzer.